Dear people of God, we are on the 17th Sunday of the ordinary time. The first reading and the second reading have a connection towards the church with the gospel. If you find these two readings, first reading and the gospel, have many things in common. And in the second reading, St. Paul takes this as a link that will make a church to glow among the people. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "To the poor man, God does not appear except in the form of bread and in the promises of work." We read it from the first reading, how the prophet was able to feed. And in the gospel, Jesus feeds so many. Elisha the prophet, with 20 barley loaves. And if you really look at Jesus with the 5 barley loaves. Now, bread is the connecting element for all of us. Where there is a shortage of food, there is something else is going on in that community or the society or the nation. Somewhere people are becoming insensitive towards someone who is going hungry. And we cannot connect with God when I see my brother, my sister going hungry, and I come here to ask for that eternal food, the Holy Eucharist. And that is what St. Paul is telling. Unity depends on sharing. Unity and peace, we all need to work by all means. How can we do it without this power of giving? When was the last time you fed somebody and you saw them eating and you felt so satisfied? You felt so happy. You felt contented. You felt you did the right thing. When was that? In the streets of Calcutta, Mother Teresa would feed people and people would ask her, "Are you God?" She would say, "No. I am a relation to God." Feeding the hungry reminds about God. And you and I can become the instrument today in this world, especially when we see this pandemic that is taking millions of people go hungry day after day. We cannot blame a government. We cannot blame a society. We cannot blame a community. But God has blessed each one of us to give to someone who is going hungry. And it is our personal responsibility. That is what readings are telling us. Prophet Elisha, personal responsibility he took it to feed. Jesus took it as a personal responsibility. While others did not feel about these people who were hungry, Jesus inquired, "Philip, where do we get bread?" And he knew. And this is the one miracle that happens in all 4 Gospels. And in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where you find the disciples distribute the food. In John's Gospel, Jesus is the distributor. He is not merely remaining there as a resourceful person, but he is the source of the resource. He is the bread. He is the word. And we are reminded from this week, a couple of weeks to come, that Eucharist is the center of our existence. Without Eucharist, we cannot relate We cannot relate with one another. We cannot relate with God. Eucharist is the foundation. And this Eucharist gives us that strength to meet someone who is hungry. Someone who is in need of something. This hunger can be physical. Once you take care of the physical hunger, then it is easy to look at the spiritual hunger in the person. The spiritual hunger can also be seen as a hunger for acceptance, hunger for love, hunger for recognition, hunger for home, hunger for a safety and security. But Jesus is offering. And we all have that power to give. We got that power by the virtue of baptism. We are filled with the Holy Spirit so that we may be able to generate this power of giving. There is a story goes this way. There was a church on the top of a mountain in Switzerland. A beautiful church. But that church had no electricity connection. But all the time, all the services are held only in the evening because people are working different places. But those who are living in the plains always look at the church in the evening, seeing the magic unfolding. What is the magic? In the evening, the church begins to glow. How is it possible? There is no electricity. Everyone who came to worship there, they carried a lantern in their hand. As soon as they came into the church, they will hang it everywhere. And the church was glowing with light. It did not stop there. When church services were over, and people taking the lantern and going down the plains, when people would see as if, a river of light is coming towards the plains. And there are many interpretations we can have for this feeding of so many people. But one interpretation that can really fit into our, ability to share with others is that Jesus looking for bread, Andrew bringing a boy, a little boy with the barley loaves. There is also a meaning in that. Barley loaves were eaten by the poor people, while wheat bread were eaten by the rich people. And the rabbis taught the people, before you touch the bread, you must thank God. Bread is the gift of God. And they said, if you did not bless and thank God, what you are eating is accursed. And they taught the people, if a crumb is more than an olive size, then it cannot be wasted. It has to be collected. I come from a country in Zimbabwe. I know what I'm talking. How long sometime we used to be there for that one loaf of bread? The whole country rationed bread. No bread. We had money. No bread. They rationed once a week one bread for one family. Then it went to once a month one bread for a family. There is a lot of things with this bread, but Jesus addresses this need among the people. Feeding the crowd is symbolically meaning God cares for God's people. And God cannot simply care from the air. He can only care through us. God's generosity, God's care, God's sensitivity towards people who are suffering can only become a reality through you and me. That is why in today's gospel, Jesus is giving us this model. As soon as Jesus took the bread, blessed and thanked God, and gave to them, it's a symbolic gesture. A gesture that generated something among the people. And they also been carrying food. But they were very afraid to take it because their hands were so short not to give. Now Jesus extends his hand, and that little thing, that boy, small boy brought it. Jesus made it so abundant, opened the hearts of the people and made them generous. This is what happens to us whenever we come to the Holy Eucharist. Whenever we come to the Holy Eucharist, this is what Jesus is doing to us. He is making that little thing we have in our hearts to give to someone, he is making it more. Making it abundant, plenty. In his hand, nothing goes short. Nothing goes wanting. Are you willing to give to Jesus? God is not simply stopping with the physical hunger, but he wants to give his beloved son Jesus to all of us. We all need to have a generous sharing mindset, however little we have in our hands. God can multiply them. It is indeed the time to move away from our selfishness towards the sharing that Jesus brings in this today's reading. God's providence is indeed enormous, but it only can become tangible, sustainable by our generosity. We all need to have that sensitivity, generosity, selflessness, and sharing behavior of Jesus so that we may be able to feed some people today in this world. That is why if you really look at, you will be wondering, there are so many people are going hungry. College Time tells us more than millions of people, or few millions of people going hungry every day. What is our response to them? Are we just going to pray and forget about it? Can your prayer only feed the hungry? Can you not, and can I not be able to do something? Jesus, after preaching, when he saw the hunger, he took action. And that is what he is asking us. The Lord needs us to be generous with what we have today if he is to continue to feed the various hungers of today's crowd. Whether it is a basic hunger of food or anything. And John emphasizes that Jesus is the source of all our nourishment. May this Holy Mass help us that we have the Eucharist that has given that power to feed and to share. May the Lord bless you. May this light, this river of sharing flow from this church as you go out. May the Lord fill our hearts. And may we be able to take this call, feeding the hungry, seriously as we participate in nourishing our souls and body in the Eucharist. Amen.